right. Say something into the mic.
Something into the mic.
All right. That's the kind of energy we're bringing this week. Welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin. I almost got our names backwards. I don't know how you do that.
Wow. All right.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm taking the Trevor approach to unfollowing everybody on Facebook.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's working out. But it's a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, that's your other problem. Keep it under 150. Because you don't know 500 people or whatever your stupid bloated friends list is.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
But I should go through and cut it down.
Yeah.
But see, my problem is...
Yeah.
Like, the people I know don't buy anything from me, but the people I don't know that are on my friends list are the ones who do buy things from me.
Start a business page.
Yeah.
And put all those people on your business page. Well, here's your two options. Start a business page or stop starting fights on the internet because you can't handle it.
I don't start fights on the internet. People start them with me, Trevor.
No. You go out and seek fights.
I don't. People start them with me.
They post them on your Facebook page.
Yep, all the time.
Yeah, exactly. You go out looking for things to get all in a tizzy about, and you get off my lawn, but they're not on your lawn. You're going onto other motherfuckers' lawns and yelling at kids to get off their lawn.
Well, that's why I'm unfollowing people.
Good. And also unfriend them. Wow. It'll make your life better. And then you know what else you should do?
That's the other thing. The people I don't know aren't the ones that are the problems. It's the people I do know.
Unfriend them.
God damn it.
Fuck them.
They're all retarded.
I know. I've met all of your family.
It's not my family.
I know.
Somebody posted something today.
I'm just trying to get your Jake to write in, so I'm just going to keep making fun of your family.
Somebody posted something today about hospitals in Omaha being 80% full.
Yeah.
And there's a comment, and it's like, oh, it's just a big hoax, huh? In the article, it literally says this has nothing to do with COVID-19. It just means the hospitals are now allowing elective, things.
Yeah.
They're filling to normal capacity.
Right.
And there's all this, well, I never said anything about that. I'm like,
yeah.
You inferred.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody else was like, well, that's not, those numbers aren't true. I'm a hospital worker. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, then they fucking article lied, so maybe just delete it.
Yeah.
And somebody's like, oh, what it's saying is that if there wasn't COVID-19, the number wouldn't be 80%. So I founded a national health, whatever, the organization. Basically, there are guidelines on hospital occupancy.
Yeah.
Where the target goal is about 80 to 90% capacity.
Oh, imagine that.
I'm like, this is fucking normal, morons.
Look, here's the thing about how hospitals work. They're a business.
Yes.
They're a for-profit business. They're not going to have 50% of their operating capacity
You know why?
Empty.
If they drop below 60, they lose funding.
Also, they go fucking tits up. Okay, imagine you're running, I don't know, an auto shop, let's say, and you have 10 bays, and on an average day, you're using two of those bays. Are you turning a profit? No, you're going out of business. If you run a diner or a restaurant and you have 20 tables. And
it's a reason why New York has like...
And you're filling less than 10 of those tables on an average day.
It's the reason New York City has like 8 hospitals instead of like 20, which it should.
Yeah.
Because... but it's not because they weren't making money. It's because they just weren't... Like the hospital systems are all tied together.
Yeah.
So like... One might think that, it doesn't really matter. This one's a little bit more full, so we can just
transfer these people over.
Yeah, that's not how that works. So.
Right.
It's just like that one's not full, so let's throw the rest of them over here and then shut that one down.
Right. So anyway, I'm not saying this is a good way for the healthcare system to work.
No, it's a reason our healthcare is so expensive.
But this is how it works. This is
how it works here, yeah.
This is why 80% isn't...
But it was a silly fucking headline too, because it was like, "Oh, hospitals are 80% capacity."
Well, yeah, of course they're implying that.
Yes.
Well, it's like every time they announce the new infected, they're like 100 billion new infected. Like,
Yeah, but what about the...
Okay, but how many of those are actually sick? How many of those are going to the hospital? How many of those are dying? Oh, yeah. Almost zero?
Right. Yeah.
So it's... Yeah.
It's nothing but fear porn on the...
So over the first, like, now. 4 months, it went up to 100,000, but then, like, last 2 months, it's gone up to 120, if you can believe the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's dramatically slowed down.
I think part of it is because they got busted for fucking faking the numbers.
Yeah. Well, also, probably the chloroquine shit is working.
Hydroxychloroquine, there's a difference.
The people are all drinking fish tank cleaner, and it's working.
So, like,
I've got some from my old fish tank just in case.
There's an interesting thing about that. I was listening to, it was Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
And he was talking about, he's an actual physician, not just a TV love doctor.
Yeah, he got in a shit ton of heat when this all started for saying it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. He had to kind of come back on that. Yeah. He's like, well, you know.
Well, I was told it was a big deal or I won't be able to get my radio show.
I mean, that's part, but he's still hammered on about certain aspects of it.
Yeah.
Like the hydroxychloroquine and the media coverage of it. He's like, I've been prescribing this for 30 years.
Yeah.
Like, I've never heard of any of these side effects. He's like, now chloroquine, on the other hand, that causes heart problems. That's why we don't fucking use it.
Yeah.
Hydroxychloroquine, on the other, it doesn't.
It's a different thing.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
That's the other thing that, a lot of some of the studies I've seen, they're like, well, it doesn't work, bruh. All the studies I have seen that are like, this is a significant improvement is hydroxychloroquine used with like a Z-pack or like a heavy dose of zinc.
Imagine that.
Because zinc is what fucking helps kill it.
Yeah.
But the COVID apparently shuts your receptors that allow you to absorb zinc. They like close them. Yeah. The hydroxychloroquine opens it up. It's like a steroid.
Yeah.
Or an anti-inflammatory. That's what it is.
Yeah. I read a whole thing about how it works and why it works and how, and yeah. And
I'm basically like, okay. A doctor now.
Yeah. Me too. You know what I'm curious about?
What?
Remember like a month ago when all of a sudden after 6 months of being a respiratory illness, it became an illness that attacked kids' immune systems and like caused them to like explode?
It causes everything now. Literally does everything.
But I haven't heard about like 100,000 kids died in New York City overnight, like from a mystery inflammatory disease that totally wasn't brought on by a barrage of fucking drugs, which is what causes what they had.
Yeah,
but like I haven't heard about it again since, even though they were trying to scare us by saying all the kids are going to die now.
Well,
I'm just curious if all the kids are still going to die or not, because
hopefully
I went to a birthday party yesterday. And let me tell you, there's too many of them.
This is facts. God.
Oh, fuck. I went to my nephew turned 5 yesterday. And I mean, even if it had just been my family's kids, that's 14, I think, somewhere around there. Mm. Then all their friends and their kids. Holy shit. That was a lot of children.
Yeah, it was a lot of children. I know. That's why I kind of avoid all my extended family shit. Yeah.
Maybe
my family's great because none of my siblings have kids.
They're good. They're smart.
We're all barren wastelands.
That's the right move. Made me happy, though, that my family is still, you know, enough white trash that they just don't give a shit.
Does it make you happy?
Yes. Like, where are those three kids? They took off on their bike and went that way. Bye.
Damn, you could do that in 2020?
Yeah, if you're awesome.
They haven't taken their kids away yet?
No.
I mean, CPS Big Daddy's probably
ain't
just
no drugs.
Like,
you gotta really be into the meth.
It doesn't have to be drugs anymore.
I mean,
just do it. Yeah, they'll just do it.
They really don't. It's really not that easy to get CPS to take your kids away.
Hmm.
You really have to be a fuck up.
I think it depends
on how big of a fuck up you are.
I don't know. Maybe.
You know.
Yeah, because I know I've seen it. I've seen people who aren't that big of fuck ups get their kids taken away, and other people who are gigantic fuck ups who never get their kids taken away.
Well, maybe those.
I think
people.
It's a matter of. Sometimes you just meet a social worker who just doesn't fucking like you.
Maybe. Or maybe those people were secretly really big fuck ups.
I mean, they might be assholes.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make you a fuck up. That just makes you normal.
Yeah.
That makes you amenable to me.
Here's the thing. If you're an asshole to the wrong person, you're a fuck up already.
Well,
like, maybe just be nice to, if you get pulled over, maybe just be nice to the cop and you're less likely to get a bullshit ticket.
Luck.
Yeah. Maybe just be like, hello, officer, instead of, fuck you, pig, I ain't do nothing.
Why you pull me over? I saw a video last night where a guy got pulled over and the cop's asking him to get out of the car. And he's like, why do I need to get out of the car?
Yeah.
And the cop pulls out the pepper spray and it's empty. He's like, oh, you're lucky today. And I'm like, the cop is being a dick, like, because the cop has no de-escalation skills. It's just like, you told me no, go fuck yourself. I'm going to shoot you now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't. Like, the dude should have just been like, all right, whatever. Yeah. I got nothing going here. It's a fucking speeding ticket. I don't know why.
Yeah. Deal with the cops and then sue the shit out of them later.
Have your day in court.
Yeah.
And instead, we got people that want, I don't know, do they want to be martyred or... I don't get it. I just don't... Like, I've had a couple of run-ins with the police.
Yeah.
And, like, every time I am very polite, even the time where one... threatened to throw me in jail with his gun out.
Yeah.
Told me that my friend deserved what happened to him. I had a buddy who got jumped by like 15 dudes.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, I probably deserved it. And I told him to go fuck his face. And he's like, you want to go to jail? And I'm like, not really. I mean... Fuck, man.
Something similar happened to my sister, except she did get arrested. When she was like 14 or 15, her and her friend were like hanging out, and her friend was getting arrested for something. Who the fuck knows? Kids.
Right.
And
shoplifting, I'm sure.
Probably something like that. Or drugs, you know. 14 and 15-year-old kids are on pot.
Yeah.
And as they're leading her friend away, they weren't going to arrest my sister. She's like, I'm sorry, cops are such fuckheads.
Oh,
like,
my God. Well, just shut the fuck up.
I guess you're going to jail, too. Good job.
That was kind of that case with me. And then when that dude threatened, I'm like, oh.
Like, oh, right.
I've never been to jail. I don't want this on any kind of record. So, no, right. Let's like, not no, do that.
My bad. You guys are right. He did deserve it.
God damn. So maybe that's probably another part of it is I grew up with a, you know, I got a fear of having a blemish on my record.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to have your prestigious job at First Data if you had a blemish on your record.
Yeah, right. Well, but I mean, it could have hampered me in other ways. And that was actually something that went through my mind and I think doesn't go through some people's
That's fair.
Minds.
You ever been to court?
Yeah, I have been to court.
For what?
A noise violation.
For your car?
Yeah, that's my minivan.
Perfect.
I got pulled over by a cop on a bicycle. Everybody is like, so when you saw him coming, why didn't you just
drive away?
Yeah. So I'm like, well, first of all, I had fucking license plates on, dickheads. Second of all, I was driving down Maple through Benson. I'm not getting anywhere.
That's fair.
At rush hour.
Yeah. There's
nothing but traffic.
That's funny.
But I got pulled over. I was playing Swing Bada Bada Swing by K7 loud as fuck. So it's like echoing off all the buildings.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was awesome. I missed that minivan. It was great. It was a pile of fucking dog shit.
I went to court for park curfew violation. That was mine when I was like 18 years old. Wow. 17 or 8. Maybe I was 17. We were hanging out. There's a pool up way up the street here. And me and like, I don't know, 6 or 7 other dudes that I knew were just hanging out in the parking lot.
Dudes and not a chick. Loser.
Yeah. Well, you know, there might have been a girl there, but I don't remember.
Well, she wasn't there for you.
She was definitely not there for me. But they were all getting shit-faced and chucking beer bottles into the pool over the fence.
Oh, God damn it.
But I was just there because I didn't drink. I'm fucking a straight-edge nerd. But the police showed up. And we tried to escape, but like they had blocked off the parking lot exit. A couple of my buddies were smart and didn't get in a car and just ran through the woods and got away. But I got a ticket for park curfew violation for being in a park after 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't get hit with the littering charge because one of the other dudes who was actually drinking is like took that charge for us because they were going to get us all with it. He's like, nope, that was me.
Ah, good for him.
Yeah. I mean, they were hoodlums, but they weren't bad people.
I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand there.
Does it?
Yes.
I don't think so.
If you're a hoodlum, you're kind of a bad person.
No, you're just a kid.
At least a fucking nuisance.
All right. You could be a nuisance and not a bad person, though.
You're still kind of a shitty person.
I don't agree with that.
I do.
Yeah. But that's because you're a bad person.
No, it's because I didn't do hoodlum shit when I was growing up.
I just heard about a story where somebody was driving around being a nuisance to the eardrums of everybody around
them. Yeah,
but
I wasn't littering.
Sounds like a hoodlum to me.
I mean, I guess if you consider sound littering.
I do, especially
sharing
garbage.
I was sharing with people the fucking excellent sounds of K7.
I don't even know who that is.
Yes, you do. Swing, bada, 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 swing.
Oh, if you come sing baby, it, I still don't baby, know who it is. Come, oh, come, now come, I know baby. Who it is.
Yeah.
Their L7's better.
It's K7. Oh, fuck you. Isn't L7 like a boy band?
No, it's a chick who sings When We Pretend That We're Dead. That song.
No, I've never, I don't know. It's
a fucking chick alternative rock band from the mid-90s.
Sounds stupid. K7 was way better.
It's music. It's all stupid. It's all unlistenable garbage.
That is untrue.
All right, make your point.
I mean, Weird Al exists.
All right, that's fair. But Weird Al is only great because he's making fun of how dumb all other music is.
I mean, well, I guess that. So I watched a movie this weekend.
All right.
Django Unchained.
That's a good flick.
Never seen it.
Really?
Yep.
What'd you think?
Because I'm not, I don't typically jump on Tarantino flicks.
Yeah, that's
just
fair.
Because
I don't either.
I think he's fine as a director. I generally enjoy his movies.
Yeah.
That's probably one of his best.
Yes. It's up there.
Yeah.
My favorite is still Jackie Brown, but that one's really good.
I have to watch that. I don't know if I've ever watched Jackie Brown. I've seen Pulp Fiction, which, I mean,
I love Jackie
it's
Brown.
It's been years since I've watched Pulp Fiction.
It's what's her name? Pam Grier. He's like, I'm going to make a 70s fucking, you know, I'm going to remake Foxy Brown and I'm going to get Foxy Brown to play in it.
Yeah.
So that's what he did. It's like, I'm going to make a modern Foxy Brown starring Foxy Brown. And it's great.
But yeah, it's a good movie. It's kind of weird watching it right now in 2020.
Yeah.
And just like all the actors, you know.
Dude hangs dong, though.
He does hang dong. But I don't know. It just seemed a little weird. I'm like, am I allowed to watch this?
That show's so good. Sammy is great in it.
There's so many N-words.
Yeah. Yes, there are.
There's so many.
I think that's why he made it. Because if anybody knows anything about Tarantino, he makes movies so he can get away with saying the N-word.
Yeah.
It's the entire reason he became a movie guy. It's like, I really want to
see. When does that change, though?
When does he stop being allowed to say the N-word?
Yeah.
I think Tarantino just has a pass because he's with Samuel L. Jackson all the time.
Maybe.
I think he gets away with it.
Maybe.
I don't think anybody new could get away with it the way he does.
Did you see Netflix pulled Tropic Thunder?
Great. Perfect. Nailed it, guys.
And they also cut out the scene of The Office where Nate comes in as a Black Pete.
I think they also pulled off the episodes of Sunny with the...
Oh, fuck, D, and then the ones with the Lethal Weapon remakes.
I think they pulled those, which is just retarded, because...
Yeah.
The whole point is they're mocking it.
You know what's really
weird? That's the point of Tropic Thunder, is it's like, yeah, blackface is dumb, don't do it.
Another thing is, even if they're mocking it, it's irrelevant.
It's like pulling Hogan's Heroes for fucking glorifying Nazis. Like, I think you missed the point.
Yeah.
I don't think Colonel Klink is a fucking aspirational character, dum-dums.
No, it's not.
Goddamn.
But, like, the way it's perceived is, oh, it's horrible. I can't believe they would have done that. I can't believe we allowed them to do that. And it makes me kind of giggle a little bit.
Yeah.
Because the way it's perceived and who created that shit.
Yeah.
All super liberal people.
Yeah.
Who are, you know...
All the people,
the least racist.
All the people demanding it gets deleted are the people who, like, because they want to fucking hide the. Well, it's like my favorite thing that Kavarius has posted lately is like, let's tear down all these fucking statues of Democrats who owned slaves, so we forget that Democrats are the ones who were the Confederacy.
The party's flipped.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I know. It's It's just, how about we just fucking drop parties? How about that?
Well, you know.
Or how about our elections not just take place between two senile old men and have like five or six options in them?
Unfortunately, we're just kind of a corporation now, not really a republic.
So
we're run by two privately owned companies.
And we're too dumb to notice.
Yeah. There's a reason that like Democratic primaries can do whatever they want. And fuck over whoever they want. And
well, Bernie's not a Democrat, though. He's an independent, so he doesn't fucking matter.
Well, even like, what's your girl's name?
Tulsi.
Yeah, there's a reason they just didn't let her on the debate stage.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have to. Because, we can do whatever we want. We're technically a private company. The Democratic Party is technically a private company. Same with the GOP.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know.
They're there to make money. I mean, I get, because it used to be the Women's League of Voters handled the presidential debates, and then they fucking dropped it. I don't remember exactly why. I feel like it was pressure from the two parties.
Oh, you think?
And probably just like, well, you're not going to get any money to do this. Like, God forbid we had a fucking, an objective third party fucking run this shit.
Right.
Even if they weren't exactly objective, they're more objective than just the GOP and the DNC.
Yeah. Like, imagine if we didn't have two parties whose entire goal was just to stay in power.
Yeah. To stay in power and do as little as they possibly could.
Yeah. Did you do anything non-political this week? I don't want to talk about any politics.
I got an ear infection.
Oh, how was that? Was
sucks.
That
I can't hear anything out of my right ear.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What if I shout really loud into it? You think it'll break it up?
No. Okay. I mean, it's ear canal's pretty well swollen.
Oof.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, a little bit.
I hate that.
Yeah. Never had it like this.
Yeah?
I've had impacted wax before, but I've never had like an ear
infection. Had it just swell up? You got the liquid in there pushing on the eardrum?
No, that's...
Oh, you're lucky. That's the worst pain you'll ever fear and you'll feel in your life.
He flushed it out for me. I went to an ENT and he fucking flushed it out and he's going to look at it and he's like, well, I can't really look at it right now, so I'm going to put a wick in here and you're going to get some drops.
Yep.
So I've been putting drops in it.
You got some...
It went at first, like, it was hard to chew because it was like pressure on the top of my jaw. I'm like, what the fuck is
this? It feels like a... Like a toothache.
So I had to like, I'm like sitting there with like an underbite for like 3 days. I'm like, this is fucking miserable. Cool thing though is like, you know, Thursday I told my boss, I'm like, dude, I've got to fucking go to the doctor tomorrow morning.
He's
like, oh, here, give this guy a call. He's my guy.
Nice.
And he gave me the number of his ENT and I texted the dude. He's like, oh, give me a call. So I called him, told him what happened. He's like, it's probably impacted wax, but come on in tomorrow anytime and we'll take a look at it.
God damn.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Fuck yes, it is.
Are you in the mafia?
No. I mean, I still had to pay a fucking copay.
Just calling doctors and showing up whenever?
Yeah. Well, I don't think he's that busy, honestly.
No. All right. I mean, fair enough. It's like, please.
I walked in at 8:30 and I'm the only one there. I'm like, well, all right.
Please give me business.
Yeah, he's super nice dude, though.
And I should go in there and have him look at my ears and be like, hey, fix these.
I can give you...
They're fucked.
Give you his contact.
They don't hurt or anything right now. They're just, in general, they're fucked. Yeah. Peek around in there and tell me if you can fix them.
Yeah.
See if there's any more of that black sludge in there from fucking my yeast infection in my ears in 2016.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that was tough.
I remember.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It just kept coming back, like, just kept regrowing.
Ugh.
It was gruesome.
Yeah, so hopefully I can get this cleared out because I don't like the idea of not being able to hear.
No, it sucks.
Especially when I'm, into stereos and stuff as much as I am.
Fixing up some speakers, like, that sounds great.
I'm going to just have to start doing fucking mono stereos.
Yeah.
Single speaker design.
My Pinto. I had a Pinto when I was 16. It never ran, unfortunately. Yeah. It was my dream car. It had a radio with one speaker in the middle of the dashboard. Yeah. It was awesome. I wish I still had that car.
Fuck.
I wish that car had run and I had actually got to drive
garbage.
It. Someday I'll find a new one and own it.
Isn't Pinto like pony or something?
Yeah. Okay. It's a type of pony.
Okay.
Someday I will have.
There's also a ship that Christopher Columbus sailed on. Oh, no, that's different word.
Is it?
Pinta, I think. Huh. I think it's Pinta.
Nina Pinta Santa Maria. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just a girl Pinto. You don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
What are we even doing? I recorded another podcast this week. I recorded a different podcast this week, Colin.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it up on SoundCloud so you don't have to fuck with making a stream in case I never make a second episode. But me and my buddy Andy came over after work Thursday and just relayed to me what happened on wrestling, and I shit on wrestling. It's only like 45 minutes long. I'm going to get it edited and throw it up on SoundCloud either tonight or tomorrow morning and link it in the Facebook group and on our website and see if anybody cares. I doubt we'll do another one because he didn't seem super into it afterward, but it was funny for me once.
Yeah.
Because all we do is sit there and bullshit about wrestling anyway, and I'm like, this could be funny if we just recorded some of this. So we'll see how that goes.
It really isn't.
Sometimes. You know how it is. It's hard to get gold. Like, sometimes we'll sit here and record something terrible like this for like an hour, and then we'll go out to eat afterwards and say the funniest thing we'll say all week. And like, God damn it, why didn't we say that? I know,
we're always super funny after the show.
I know, it sucks.
We're not.
Well, I am.
You're not.
Colin's never
He's
funny.
Not either.
I'm always hilarious. He's not. As soon as the mics turn off, I think of a zinger.
I promise you, he doesn't.
You're lying. Now I'm going to start recording every conversation we have to prove that I'm funny.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just going to pull out. I'm going to get a phone app. I'm just going to have a lapel mic going at all times.
Perfect.
Just
God.
Hours of spy mic.
You're going to be that guy that used to be in our warehouse that used to have a microphone trying to record everybody being racist.
Oh, yeah. He was a team captain when I started down there.
Yeah, I know. He's kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah, he was a...
I got along with him just fine.
Yeah, me too.
But...
he was an interesting character.
Yeah. He came in to work one day in a red denim suit.
Perfect.
It was fucking awesome.
Love it.
We're just like, what the fuck?
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I don't even know why red denim exists.
I don't either.
But I'm into it.
Well, because, you know. Just because.
All right.
Let's see if I got anything.
I don't think I did anything this week.
No, nobody would care if you did
anything. I played StarCraft. I started watching what is essentially a college lecture on how to play StarCraft.
Yeah.
It's like several videos that are several hours long of just the fundamentals of StarCraft building up, just teaching you like step by step. Like, we're going to spend an hour just teaching you how to macro. On this next video, we're going to do the macro and then add in this one thing. And then the next video, we're going to do the macro and that one thing and add in one thing more.
Was it like Day 9's podcast kind of, but more?
Way more in depth. Okay. And he's like playing games. It's this pro gamer called Vibe who like he tanks himself all the way down to bronze. And then he's like, this is how you should play at bronze. Just macro until you have a fucking maxed out army and then send it out to attack and you'll win. And then at bronze 2, do that again. And then at silver, start doing it, but do it this way. And still do using all of your mechanics from the first one, but now add in this one additional thing. Basically, like, you teach a fucking kid how to do anything.
Huh.
It's literally like college lectures on how to play StarCraft.
That's pretty cool.
I'm actually learning. And I'm not improving, but at least I'm more understanding of why I'm not winning games. You know what I mean?
Fair.
So I guess that's a step.
Yeah, that's definitely a step.
I'm almost 50-50 on my wins, but they don't count because every now and then I get into games where people just drop, and I'm like, well.
Yeah.
I wish that just didn't count on my win-loss. I wish if the game lasted less than 2 minutes, it just didn't count.
Because
it's annoying. Game's still great, though. Turns out StarCraft 2 was a really good game.
Right. Yeah, it was pretty fun for a while.
Someone should do a podcast about it.
They shouldn't. Somebody did.
From the shadows, I go.
They quit. Their 50th episode was a complete fucking cluster.
It was a train wreck, and everybody should listen to it.
It was fucking hysterical.
We should host it on SoundCloud and put it on the site.
We should what?
We should host it on SoundCloud and put it on the website. For people that know, you don't want to get canceled for...
No, I mean, we
I'm pretty sure Sean edited out all the instances of Chuck saying the N-word.
I don't think... Did he?
I assume so.
I'd have to listen to it again.
Unlike myself, Sean was pretty meticulous about editing.
Yeah.
And he would go through and edit for content, whereas I rarely do.
It was pretty bad.
It was real bad. I'm going to listen to that today at work.
I think I might listen to it this week, too.
I can never get through it, man.
Yeah.
I get like...
I mean, half of it is Chuck trying to describe to people my penis.
And the rest of it is
which he'd never seen, so I don't know how he could describe it.
He's seen it.
He hadn't, no.
Has he ever stayed the night at your house?
What?
Has he ever stayed the night at your house?
No.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
You never had sleepovers?
Dude, we were hanging out after we were like 18.
I thought you guys met in high school.
We did, but we didn't like... It's like senior year when we started, junior, senior year when we started hanging out. Right. So we weren't like, yeah, no.
I don't know.
And
I
Chuck was actively like banging.
I bet he snuck a peek while you guys were in the bathroom. Standing next to each other at the urinal, he peeks under the urinal.
Under it. fuck. I think one time he went into a public bathroom and did the Butters pee.
Just get pulled his pants all the way down.
Yeah.
Oh,
makes sense.
I love Chuck. I miss him.
I do too.
It's a bummer.
Fuck.
Wonder if Chris still talks to him. Chris had actually been talking to him for a little while after he disappeared.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody. Fong said he's tried getting a hold of him a number of times. Yeah. Still trying to get a hold of him, and he can't.
Yeah.
I saw Fong last week.
How's he doing?
Good. Good, good. Well, until he texted me this week and told me his mom has COVID-19.
Yeah, that'll happen. I can't believe my mom hasn't got it yet because, you know, she doesn't believe in quarantines at all.
I think his mom works at Airlite Plastics, so.
That'll do it.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. I can't believe my dad hasn't fucking gotten it.
Yeah.
My dad doesn't really hang out with people. He just goes everywhere and doesn't do anything to prevent it.
Yeah. My dad's the same way. He's a delivery driver, so.
Like, eh. My dad's like, fuck, if I get it, I get it.
Yeah.
He's like, I got, I don't remember what he said. It's whatever.
He's like, I've bred 5 kids.
There's no reason to fucking argue with him about it, though.
And he's like, and none of you kids are going to breed, so I failed anyway, so what does it matter?
Jesus, none of them?
None of your dad's kids.
Oh, my dad's. Like, yeah. Okay.
My dad's kids have 14 kids.
Yeah. I was like, I thought you're...
No, my bloodline is secure.
Yeah.
Yours is over.
I don't know. I think James.
Yeah. He's the only one.
He's the hope.
He's the great white hope.
Yeah, right. There's definitely going to be Connor.
No. No, probably not.
I don't know. Maybe he'll end up in like a Jibs situation.
Yeah. Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah.
I could see that. Just a woman who treats him absolutely horribly. And he's like just sitting like the fucking little meme of the guy sitting in fire where it says, this is fine.
That's, yeah.
That'll be
right.
That'll be him.
Sorry, Connor. Yesterday I went into my favorite recycling shop and they didn't have, I mean, they got somebody's old collection of video game consoles.
Yeah.
They have a Virtua Boy.
Yeah.
Which are garbage, but they had one.
Yeah, I kind of want one.
Old Game Boy, Sega with a 32X on it, second gen, Super Nintendo, an NES, Dreamcast,
nice.
GameCube. Like, somebody's mom was like, fuck this dude, he's fucking gone.
Yeah, this shit's been in my attic for 30 years.
Yeah. I'm like, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
And I told the manager, I saw the fucking Virtua Boy back there, I'm like, if that thing functions, it's like $200.
Yeah.
He's like, really? I'm like, no.
You fucked up.
No, I don't care. I fucking help them out all the time. I'm like, if you guys can make money off it.
I think Larry has a Virtual Boy.
Yeah, they're garbage.
Yeah, they are.
They're fucking the worst.
I played his.
But they're very collectible because they're fucking not common. Because
they were rare. Yeah.
Yeah, well, because nobody bought them because they're garbage and they're too expensive.
Trash. And they gave you a fucking throbbing headache.
But sorry, I shook the whole table. I did see something that was kind of sweet. You remember the Nintendo DS, the original DS Lite?
Yeah.
Had the clamshell opened up, has a screen on top, screen on bottom. That's what the DS stands for, dual screen.
Yes.
Saw a project. It's called Game Boy Macro.
Okay.
So for a while, they came out with a Game Boy Micro, which was a Game Boy Advance with like a fucking little itty bitty screen that you couldn't really see on.
Yeah. It was a Game Boy Color, but that's fine.
No, it was an Advance.
Did they do one for the Advance?
Yes.
The original Game Boy Micro was an original Game Boy.
Yeah. Well, the Game Boy, maybe it was Game Boy Advance Micro, but whatever. The Nintendo DS, the first few generations of it, had a Game Boy Advance card slot on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's a fucking community out there that figured out a lot of these things broke because the top spring or top screen, like the ribbons and shit, get fucking busted.
Yeah.
The screen doesn't end up working.
Right.
Well, you can go into settings on the Game Boy Advances, or not Game Boy Advance, but the DSs, and set it to only load on the bottom screen.
Yeah.
And they're like, basically, it won't, if your top screen's broken, the unit won't turn on. It turns on, does a self-check, and it'll shut off.
Yeah.
Well, somebody discovered there's two points. You put a little resistor in there, fucking boots right up, thinks there's a screen.
So you're basically just turning a DS into a Game Boy Advance.
Yes.
Got
a
it.
A much nicer Game Boy Advance.
That's kind of cool. The
screen is awesome. I'm like, yeah. I'm fucking doing that.
You're going to just take the screen off of yours?
Well, I don't have a fucking old DS. Or I might, actually. I don't know if I got rid of those or not. That's a good question.
Interesting.
But I could probably find them for like five fucking bucks.
Yeah.
But then I found they had the recycling place had a copy of Advance Wars Dual Strike.
Yeah.
Advance Wars is
it's a turn-based
strategy
RPG. For the Dual Shock.
Dual screen.
Oh, yeah, for the dual screen. Too many DSs, man.
Well, anyway, I paid $3 for the game. It's valued at like $35 box.
Yeah.
And then inside, they always did like a little expansion pack.
Because
the original DS, that card slot could be used for like a rumble pack.
Right.
So there's a expansion pack slot up there that was filled with fucking A Link to the Past, Four Swords for Game Boy Advance. I'm like, well, fuck me. Nice. That's awesome.
Bonus.
That's like a $20 game.
Yeah.
So
you lucked out on that one.
Yeah, a little bit for $3.
You'll probably dig Advance Wars, too. That seems to be up your alley.
Yeah. Yeah, I might. You know, I feel like I played one. I think I played one on the Game Boy Advanced.
Yeah, it would probably. Yeah,
I think it's the first one that came out, and it was pretty cool.
Makes sense, you know, because it was called Advance Wars for a reason.
Yes, yes, it was. God, they should have called it DS Wars.
Yeah, they kind of should have, but I think they wanted people to know it was still an Advance Wars.
Oh well. Anyway, that was my. Oh, and I got a pretty nice camera for like $5.
Oh, I'm jealous. I'm always jealous of a good camera.
A Nikon.
I'm cleaning out under my stairs.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So I decided I was going to get all the shit out from under my stairs and clean that up a bit. And I don't know, do something under there. So it's not quite as
sure.
I'm going to try to find a way to weather it a little bit, like weatherproof it a little bit. So yeah. I don't know, probably just fucking end up putting some plastic up on the walls just so I can put shit back under there and not worry about it getting too moldy.
Mm-hmm.
I found a box of film from WrestleMania 19 that I never developed. I think I'm going to go try to find out if I can get it developed still. I'm going to bring it up to Rockbrook. There's like a photographer developer called Rockbrook something. Right down the street, there's a fucking developer. I'm going to bring it down there and see how much it costs.
On 108th and Center?
Yeah.
They don't exist anymore.
I just looked it up on the internet.
I mean, the Rockbrook isn't there anymore. It's on 168th and Center.
All right. Well, I'll double check anyway.
Yeah. They moved recently.
I'm sure somebody around the world develops film still.
I think Walgreens still might.
I don't want to mail it out at Walgreens.
Okay, that's fine.
I want somebody. I'll pay a little more for like a boutique shop who actually does the shit.
Yeah.
To actually do the shit.
Just so you can get a bunch of pictures that are really shitty back.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
I'm curious. I'm curious what I have. Because I never bother. I have all of SummerSlam and all of WrestleMania in there. And who the fuck knows what else?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I don't know why I never got it developed. Because fucking film developing was like $150 back then.
God damn, no, it wasn't.
I don't think you understand how many rolls of film I have.
Yeah, how many? Well, be a little more specific here.
Like 20. Maybe
okay,
more.
150 for 20 rolls.
Yeah.
That's not 150 just to develop film.
I mean,
it's to develop a shitload of film.
Yeah, it's a shitload of film. I took a lot of pictures.
It sounded like you meant you just had like
one roll of film?
Two rolls or something.
No, I got a whole box of film. I'm going to go take it and get it developed and see what happens.
Did you have a nice Advantix camera? Those were the best.
It was, it started with an O. It was like a fucking very expensive.
Well, I mean the film type. Or was it just 35 millimeter?
It's just 35 millimeter.
Advantix was 35 millimeter, but it was in a cartridge that you like popped in and didn't have to load annoyingly.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was a pretty cool thing until digital cameras came out. Everybody was like, oh, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, why are we doing any of this?
We're idiots. Yeah. Morons.
Should have done this years ago.
Right.
Should have invented this technology years ago.
You know what you should do? What? So get that developed and see if they can turn it into slides and get a slide machine. Get a slide projector. Have your WrestleMania slides.
How about no?
Fucking playing down in your basement when you finish it.
I mean, wouldn't it be easier just to get it on a CD chunk, and then
chunk
have a big TV or projector just chunk, to play chunk, off man, of a that's computer? Dumb. Yeah, because it would be cheaper and work. And I wouldn't have to try to find a slide projector.
God damn it. It sounds something. I guess that would be more Fleer style to do something outrageous like that.
Yes, it would.
Do you see his post today about more free food, free junk food?
Yeah. He's got to be like 90% diabetes at this point.
Is he going to explode anytime soon?
Oh, man.
I hope not. I really like Fleer.
Me too. Fleer, don't come to the gym with me, buddy.
Don't explode. Yeah, if you're going to eat like that, at least, you know, try to counteract it.
Go for a walk. Take your son for a walk.
Oh, God.
His son. Ugh. It's his baby boy. Just like a person's kid. It's exactly the same.
It is. I mean, it's just as annoying.
That's fair.
Especially to other people.
Speaking of fucking annoying-ass dogs, I keep seeing these goddamn posts on Imgur. I'm like, with fucking sad dogs, like, please stop buying fireworks. I'm scared of fireworks. I'm like, you know, dog.
Hey, here, before you start, I don't like fireworks, but when I see those, it makes me want to go buy fireworks and blow them up around dogs.
Let me tell you something, dog. You weren't so fucking concerned about loud, disturbing noises
when you're out barking,
at fucking 2 o'clock in the morning for fucking 2 hours straight. At least I just bought one or two booms. Get over it, you fucking shithead. You're gonna be out there all fucking week while your fucking owners are too goddamn lazy to just beat you into submission.
I definitely don't let my dog do that.
I hate dogs.
Like, we'll let him out at night. He'll start barking. I don't leave him out for more than 10 minutes because I'm like, you're a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
All day he'll be out there dead fucking silent. Once it turns night, shut the fuck up, idiot.
Shoot fireworks at him. He'll learn.
He doesn't.
I'm going to come over and shoot fireworks at your dog every time he barks until he stops barking. Fuck you, dogs.
Jesus Christ.
You deserve it.
Just don't shoot anything with a report at the end.
I mean, that's the whole point.
No, it's not.
If it doesn't pop.
God, I kind of want to go get bottle rockets. It sucks having this. I was down in Missouri this week for a job, and I'm like, I wanted fireworks, but my ears felt like shit. And I'm like, I want to go ahead and just skip it.
That's fair.
God damn it. But I really want bottle rockets because it's the only thing that's worth. I mean, those and the fucking, what the fuck are those things? Saturn missiles.
Yeah.
Saturn missiles are great.
I love artillery shells.
Those are the ones I don't give a shit about.
I don't care about the pop at the top. I just love the sound they make when they come out of the tube.
Yeah, see, I don't like that. And at the top is usually their garbage.
Yeah.
The consumer ones are terrible.
No, you don't buy the consumer ones. You buy the big fuckers.
Okay.
What world do you think I'm living in where I buy consumer grade shit? Who do you think you're talking to who just buys legal fireworks?
I mean,
have you met my family?
I don't know. Yes, I've seen their fireworks show.
You haven't seen it lately.
Oh, whatever.
I don't actually buy fireworks, but you should see the shit my brother has done the last few years.
Yeah.
I don't know where he's getting it, and he's spending thousands of dollars.
That's stupid. See, that's the part I don't understand.
It's fun.
I'm
sorry people have... How much money do you spend on audio equipment, and you already had speakers? You can't play two speakers at once, but you can launch two fireworks at once, Colin.
No, you know what I can do? What? I can play two speakers at once.
You can't play four speakers at once.
I can't hear two speakers at once. Yeah. It's a difference.
Yeah. Now you feel like an idiot.
I can't resell a fucking firework after I've used it, Trevor. I can resell speakers.
Ah, but the firework is more fun.
Speaking of which, I just sold a pair of speakers to Ronnie this week. So
good.
Yeah. 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 You know what I had into them? To Kansas City.
And he paid you money for them.
He did. Well, I mean,
Ronnie, he's ripping you off. He just admitted it.
I mean,
he paid $0 for it, and he sold it to you for an exorbitant. That's the word.
Because actually, I'm in the wrong gave him a pretty good fucking deal on him.
Yeah, whatever you paid for it, you could have gotten away with.
These
half.
Were these speakers were
ripping you off.
$2,000 a piece, new.
You should probably go over and rob his house.
Jesus,
just to even things up.
That's not how that works.
Now that he's announcing to the world that you're a sucker, Ronnie.
He's not a sucker. I traded something for him, but I got that in another trade for something I didn't pay any money for.
So? If you paid more than $0 for him, you're a sucker.
I mean, yeah, maybe. He's not a sucker.
Write in. Let us know how much of a sucker you feel like. Anyway. What kind of speakers were they?
Polk Audio LSI-25s.
Nice. I know that word.
They're flagship speaker.
Cool.
Like again, they're like...
Sound good, I'm assuming?
Yes.
All right.
Really good. But I have too many speakers. I'd rather have money.
Too many speakers.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have more than two, it's probably too many. Unless you have a surround system. Then if you have more than five, it's probably too many.
Yes, more than five.
It's too many. What do you do with more than five speakers?
Oh, my God.
Do you swap them out for different sound?
No.
Do you have, like, these are my speakers up front listening to classical.
Hold on, these are my speakers for listening to hip-hop. You know, modern surround receivers are, like, up to 11.1.
Yeah, I used to have a 7.1. You don't need it. It doesn't change anything.
Yes, it does.
Nah.
It didn't then.
Nah.
There's a reason.
Nah. Atmos ain't on Blu-ray yet, so, nah.
Yeah.
You can't get Atmos on a fucking DVD player.
A Blu-ray player? Yes, you can.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
They have 7.1. They don't have Atmos.
Oh, it's Ultra HD.
Yeah.
That's not
Atmos.
It's the 4K. No, no. The Ultra HD discs have the Atmos shit on them.
I don't buy it.
It does.
I'm going to look it up, and I believe you're lying.
I mean, all right. That's fine.
Atmos might be worth it.
It's...
Atmos is okay.
I'll be honest.
Surround brings things behind you. Atmos brings things above and below you. So there's up and down speakers instead of just front and back speakers.
Right.
It's dope.
It is.
I've been to a couple of theaters with really good Atmos, and it's fucking cool.
I've built a couple of theaters with really good Atmos.
No, you haven't.
I have.
You're a liar.
I'm not.
You don't even know what speakers are.
Jesus Christ, go away.
What do you know about audio equipment, Colin? How much is a Blu-ray player that has Atmos?
$300.
That's too much. Unless the PS5 has it built in, I'm not getting
it. It probably will. The fucking PS4 Pro does.
Does
I'm
it?
I'm pretty sure it's an Ultra HD Blu-ray player.
It does. I don't remember if I know it has a 4K Blu-ray player, but only for games. One of them, it's either the Xbox One X.
Xbox One X definitely has a 4K.
Then the PS4 doesn't.
Okay.
One of them didn't have a 4K Blu-ray player for some fucking reason. Like, it could play 4K games, but not 4K Blu-rays. It was a really weird fucking decision at the time. Unless it's updated since it came out, which is, you know, possible because they're constantly revising that shit. But I know one of them, when they came out, didn't have a 4K Blu-ray player for some reason. And that was, like, the big selling point the other one had.
Right.
You got anything else, or should I read our email?
You could read the email.
All right. You know who else still didn't call it? Write
Jake.
In? Do you know why?
Because he's right.
Because he knows I'm right.
He doesn't want to make you cry.
He's afraid to look foolish.
Doesn't want to make you cry.
He's afraid to look foolish because I'm a better carpenter than him. He doesn't want to look foolish by me busting out all my correctness and him looking a fool because he's supposed to be a professional and I'm right and he's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he is afraid to write in and change our minds. How about that, Colin?
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't write in next week, I'm right. Mimsy writes in, though. She's wrong, too. This is what it sounds like when people write in their wrong-ass opinions. Are you ready?
Jesus.
Wheatfields is trash.
Oh, what the fuck? Her opinion is now fucking...
Yeah.
Done.
It's awful. Just awful.
Like, Wheatfields is objectively good food.
Yeah. It's the best.
And I wouldn't say it's the best. All right,
that's fair. But it's very, very good.
It is good food.
Their owner is trash. Maybe. I don't know him. I've heard he's a kind of a dick, but
I don't know who he is, and I don't care because the food's good.
Yeah, and their food is disgusting. You see, this is where.
Well, all right. So this happened. This happens when people get angry, probably politically, at owners of places. Like, oh, it's garbage food.
Right.
It's not garbage food. You just can't fucking separate art from the artist.
Right. It's like saying Michael Jackson's music sucks. Like, no, he's a pedophile, but he was still the most talented fucking musician in the history of the world.
Yeah, pretty much.
You have to separate those two things because they're both objectively
true. Chris Benoit was a monster, but he was also one of the best fucking workers ever in the history
of the business. And I know because I'm fat. Well, not fat enough. Because Wheatfields is goddamn delicious.
Chicken and waffles, delicious.
Oh, their crab cake Benedict is maybe the best fucking eggs Benedict I've ever had. They have decent cinnamon rolls, but the food always makes me sick. Maybe that's something wrong with you. Maybe you have a tapeworm.
You know what it is? She probably goes there and gets something unrelated, like that's just on the menu that nobody should really ever order. It's like I went to a taco place one time.
Yeah.
And the person I was with, they got like fish tacos or something like that, which I mean, it's whatever, but they're like, they're all disappointed. I'm like, it's not a seafood place. Why would you get fish tacos from a place that's not a seafood place? Like, they probably just have frozen fish in the back that they cook up.
Well, it's like I went to a Reddit meetup at Smoke Pit before it went out of business. Mm-hmm. And this really big, fat, disgusting guy who was a horrible monster, independent of being a big, fat, disgusting guy. I mean, this dude had to weigh like 450 easy. Ew,
gross.
He was a big boy. He got like ham.
And he's like, this ham is terrible.
Well, this place isn't good. This place sucks. I'm like, you got a fucking plate full of sliced ham, you dumb fuck. It's a rib shop.
Wait. Hold on. If you go to a good barbecue place, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I know you love Smoke Pit.
No, I understand what you're going to say. And you're right. But Smoke Pit's ribs were great.
Yeah, they were pretty good. Yeah.
And
they're nice and tender, and fall off the bone.
And it's the and only thing they did.
Their saucy sauce.
And their sauce is the best
and
sauce.
And sides of spaghetti.
That's fine.
That's what I got every goddamn time.
I was just there for the hot dog buns butter.
I was there for the sides of spaghetti.
If you go to a good barbecue place, they should all be good barbecue. Yeah. But Smoke Pit was a rib shop, and that's pretty much it.
Well, if you didn't preface that visit with that information, I can understand why somebody would be like, that's fucking garbage, and I'll never go back there.
No, he's just an idiot.
But you have to understand.
Yeah.
Like, I've had this where I've gone to places where I'm like, I know it's not great food, but they do have some things that are really fucking good.
But Smoke Pit's entire thing was their ribs. The menu was just ribs, and then you had to pretend like they had other
shit. People ask me about Ramona's in North Omaha, I'm like, I love it. The food it's food.
Yeah.
But they give you a shitload for the money they charge you.
Yeah.
Get the Mexican potato plate. And, I don't know. Cause a good barbecue spot.
Sure. With
good smoked pit ham is fucking, it can be really
that's
good.
Totally fair.
Like
but
Porky Butts up on 156 in Maple. Yeah. Whoo, their ham is fucking delicious.
But Smoke Pit was just a rib shop.
I know.
You have to get the ribs.
They should have just sold ribs then.
If you bought anything else,
they should have sold nothing but ribs then, Trevor.
I mean, yeah, they kind of just did. But then sometimes some fucking idiot would waddle his big fucking carcass in there and order sliced.
I know,
ham.
Not give them the option.
Bailey's is delicious. I mean, what'd you think? You didn't like it?
What?
Bailey's.
Oh, I thought she was talking about the Irish cream. I'm like, ugh.
No, the fucking restaurant I made you go to last week.
That's good. It's expensive, though.
Yeah, it's pricey.
Yeah.
But if you get that bacon, man, it's worth it.
Mm.
Vidlox is my favorite mom and pop breakfast place. I remember going there once and didn't think much of it.
Never heard of it.
It was... I don't remember it being terribly dissimilar to Leavenworth or Lisa's.
Okay.
So just a normal greasy spoon. Cheers, Mims. But I only went there once and it's been a while, so maybe I'm mistaken. I'll try it again sometime.
Have you ever gone to Harold's?
Is that the one out by you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was not impressed.
Really?
I had biscuits and gravy.
Yeah?
And the gravy tasted like flour. And just like flour.
Huh, interesting.
I don't know what everybody's fascination with that. Because I'm like, yeah, fuck them.
Last time I went there, it was fine.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I got. I think I got corned beef hash, which was pretty good.
I'm sure they have stuff that's good, and I'm sure they have stuff that's bad, but they were not... They were just a diner. They weren't a great diner.
Yeah, and that's honestly kind of how I've always felt with it. But man, fucking everybody I know is just, oh, gotta go to Harold's. I'm like, yeah. I mean, I guess.
It's a Leavenworth Cafe thing. I think people just like, well, this is the place.
It's been here for 100 years,
and,
so.
Because Leavenworth is fine, and they would give you a big-ass plate of fucking just scramble.
Yeah.
And it was good, but it wasn't like it wasn't like Bailey's or Wheatfield's where it was actually good.
No, Wheatfield's is garbage, remember?
I mean, if
Mimsy said so.
If you have terrible opinions, and
I mean, if you don't know what good food is, yeah. And you don't know what anything else is,
right?
You're basically just
it's true.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that. If you got anything else? This is going to be maybe our most boring episode ever.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, I think I'm good.
I think I came in here empty. I think that was the problem. I came in here with nothing.
Yeah, I did too.
All right. Well, this is what you get this week.
Lol.